Well, what I do know is that the plane is not going to be late. It's taken off from London on time. And I know that because my son hasn't sent me a text message to say the plane is taking off late. So there are, the next thing as I know is that I have a shopping list. And I know that it's going to be crowded in the center of Cork today. It is going to be crowded. People are going to be doing their Christmas shopping. And I haven't I haven't thought a single Christmas-related thing yet. Except for a couple of little things in Harrods yesterday. So I know that. So I know today is a big day for when my son arrives over and we go shopping in the English market together. And I find Twitter very useful, you know, for Christmas present shopping. Because what you do is you put up a tweet asking for help for typically, you know, what kind of a present at a certain price could I get for a certain kind of person. And you get back some suggestions. I mean, it's a great way. I did it last year too, and I think I might have done it the year before. Do you do that? Do you, well, it's a very, I think I'm going to wash my hair, actually. This morning's shower is going to include squirting some Head and Shoulders out of a white and blue container, shutting my eyes, rubbing strongly with the left hand, and switching hands to the right hand, and giving the old hair a wash. Yeah, do you use these social media gizmos for doing your Christmas shopping? Or do you just stay within your own head? I actually find that when I open it up to a wider group of people than myself, I get helped. Because even if they suggest something, it just gives me something to bounce off. Now it's time now for conditioner. The next phase is purple conditioner today. Yeah, a purple conditioner. Whoever invented purple conditioning for your hair? You know, what is it about the color purple? Of course, that reminds me of the famous book, The Color Purple. It's an awfully trivial reference to the color purple to be talking about hair conditioning. And I think of that marvellous, marvellous poetic book. Okay. Washing up the purple conditioner. By the way, all this has been done in real time. This is not being... It's not like a whole collection of audio bits knitted together. This is the real time stuff. But yeah, back to Christmas shopping. So yeah, what could I get for a techie? That was one of my questions this morning. I have to be a little bit careful because I don't want the person who I'm looking for to cotton on to the fact. I don't mind them actually. I wouldn't mind anybody knowing that I got help with solving the Christmas present problem from the good people I'm connected with on Twitter. You see, you don't get help from Twitter. Twitter doesn't help you at all. Real people help you. And actually, that takes me on to the next line of thought, which is, people are always going on about social media platforms. What do you think of Twitter? What do you think of this? What do you think of that? Let's all remember, says I to myself, and let me remember too, that there are real people out there. Real people. So it isn't Twitter that helps me. You know, it's Pat Phelan that helps me. It's John Peavoy that helps me. Real people. Ken Carton helps me. You know, Margaret Smith. These are the people. The real people. It's a bit like, you know, I'm only rephrasing Seth Godin's point of view, really, when I say this. You know, we don't actually talk about the telephone. You know, how good is the telephone? We don't have conversations with each other about, is the telephone good or bad? We just do it. We just use it. No, I'm putting on the old shaving. Actually, I do think that I better let you off. Well, no, I tell you what, just in case, because you can turn off any time you like. This is going to go on for a while now, because I'm now taking the old... Do women like listening to men shaving? Or is this a real turn-off? How many of my women listeners have listened to this? There's so little we know about others. I have no idea. I mean, if I had a chance and a woman did an audio, got herself shaving, I would listen to it all the way. Because I've never actually heard a woman do an audio bill while she shaved. You know? So, I mean, everybody shaves, don't they? I mean, not everybody, I suppose. No, there's no such thing. Everybody doesn't do anything. I mean, there's got to be, there'll always be the exception. But it's wrong to think of shaving as an activity only carried out by men. I just don't think women publicise it as well as men do. You know, I mean, if we were trying to build up a new business, and people weren't into shaving at all. Couldn't get him to shave. Nobody wanted to shave. Would we get women or men sort of out of the starting block? Who would we be aiming at that? Who has a bigger interest in defoliation? I did tell you could turn off, by the way. You know, I have to listen to this stuff. I'm just kind of... I think it's nice to just let whatever comes into your melt out of it. I actually don't think any of this goes through my head. Certainly doesn't go through any process of discernment. Comes straight out of the unconscious. Through the back of the throat. Out the mouth. Okay, that's quite enough. Now, time is marching in only one direction. You know, time. Time is a great thing, you know that. Oh my God, I haven't got time to mention all the different accoutrements and bits of pre-washing and post-washing stuff that I can see in front of me, but I have to get out a plastic bag. Because when I came to Heathrow yesterday, I put my what do you call this stuff? Deodorant. I can hardly see it. I'm in a little see-through plastic bag. Now I'm deodorifying myself. I did tell you could turn off. So, so you put on the old stuff and then you put it back, but I'm surrounded by God knows how many other things. I would say this bathroom contains, 30 individual items. Then again, it is a shared bathroom, so. Now, enough about that, Paul. Get on that shirt. Get a shirt on and get the hell out of the house. And don't be late, you know, you know that feeling when you feel you've got plenty of time and you kind of relax and you get into, oh, I'm going to enjoy this period of getting ready, saying to yourself all along, I've got got 3 or 4, lots of 5 minutes in the reserve tank.
And then you run out of petrol, time being petrol. Time runs out and you start getting to the reserve tank. And then you say, oh shit, Christ, where's the next filling station? And then you realise, well, I do like putting on a fresh trousers, one I haven't worn for many days and had had plenty of time to sort of naturally decrease itself. Yeah, decrease itself. Yeah, you heard me right. So there we are. Anyway, it's get your keys. You know, the key to a successful social life is to have a good personal life. The key to a good external life is to have a good internal life. And the key to everything is humility. Feck it, you know, I mean, only one voice among 300 million. You know, the stars can speak, you know. It's just that we haven't got the interpretive. We haven't got I translate for stars. All that light that's coming in this direction, it's actually got an audio quality about it. And it's just that we haven't yet got the sensitive kind of microphones to pick up on the audio that comes to us from outer space. You know, all this universe is a universe of sound. People have been going around talking about, you know, subatomic particles. Well, every subatomic particle is a note on the on the musical scale, except the only musical scale we've got is kind of the kind we carry around with us called a piano or something like that. But subatomic notes, the music of the subatoms, the neutrino notes, they're really great. Okay, folks, that's quite enough. I've got to hang up this towel now that is well used. And stop all this tomfoolery. Do you like that word tomfoolery? Do you use it? Is it one of your kind of ones you use? Okay, beside the bed I see The Power of Habit by Charles Duhigg. I see Wally Olin's On Brand. I see Diary of a Wimpy Kid, The Ugly Truth. I see Neil Cross, Holloway Falls. No, I can't pretend that isn't. That's definitely not mine. The Will to Power by Nietzsche. That's definitely mine. Beyond Prozac by Dr. Terry Lynch. That's mine. The Mindful Way Through Depression. That's mine. Oh, dear, dear. Prayer of the Dragon by Elliot Patterson. That's mine, too. That's it. Okay, there's my bedside reading is exposed. Can't pretend I'm reading those every night. But they have sat there, some of them, for a while. Okay, have a great day. I'm off to do, as I've told you before, Christmas shopping. I think I put on a blue pullover, actually. I was going to put on a grey one, but I think I'm going to go with a dark blue kind of number, really. The one I put on was the one I keep especially for work, and the one I was going to put on, I decided I'm going to separate my work clothing from my... I don't actually distinguish between work and not work very well. To me, it's all life, but meeting my son and going to the English market and possibly running into Ken Curtin there and you know, all that sort of stuff, you know what I mean? That's not what other people would call work. To me, it's all work, but anyway, there we are. All work and all play makes Joe a happy boy. So, all work should be play. And all play should be work. Although I don't like the should word very much. Hello, Rocky. What are you going to do today while I'm out in town? Little dog sits on top of the stairs. Up there. And I suppose I better give him a bit of space outside. Okay, here we go. End of story. Grab wallet. Grab iPad. Recharge iPhone for a minute while I just get myself together. And then ready to go. Okay, look, I wish you a great, great Saturday. before the Saturday before Christmas. You do have another weekend to go, by the way. It isn't a real crisis. Bye.